Hello.
Yep. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm good, and you?
I'm good also.
Oh, that's
Okay. Can you see in your screen in the dialer the record button or icon? Can you disable the recording?
good. The recording?
Yeah, can you see that in the 3CX in the dialer? There is a record button. Can you disable it?
Oh,
Or yeah, can you do it or no?
actually, it's not letting me disable.
Oh, okay. Same with me. All right, no problem. So I'll just connect to your screen.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Can you try that again, please?
Oh yeah, I
Or,
can see it now.
oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
So this is the
Yeah, so it's
file.
here. Okay. Yeah, you can just drag and drop it to the chat box. I mean in the 3CX app. Can you try? If you can do with that? Yeah, there.
Oh, sorry, I didn't know how to do that.
No problem. All right, so I think you're done with the email. Would you mind if you connect with my screens? Or no. You just go to the Google campaign, and
Okay.
I'll yeah.
All right, and work on the cleanups.
I will teach you on some things that on how you can monitor the account. So.
Okay.
So you're on summer break right now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how long usually is your summer break there?
Usually about 2 months.
Oh, that's nice. And what do you usually do during summer breaks?
Just swim a lot and go to the
Oh,
beach.
okay. Oh, you love beach?
Yeah.
Okay. Here in the Philippines, we have a lot of beach.
Yeah, I've seen some. They're nice.
Yeah. All right. So, as you can see here, you are in the overview, right, of the Google campaigns or Google Ads for Gracinias. So, in the filter, before I continue, Jennifer, can you go to the Anydesk green icon? No, the other one.
Oh, I heard
Yeah,
the
this
green one.
one. Can you? How about yeah, that one, Jenny. Yeah, okay. Can you click on the screen sharing here, the drop down, and give it a full access? Yeah, and then click on the yeah, this one. Okay, can you also disable this one? Yeah, oh yeah, there. Can you click on the request elevation?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Ask me for the password. Let me contact Louise real quick. He's the only one who knows the password.
Okay, no problem. Go ahead, take your time.
Let me call him real quick.
All right, no problem. Go ahead. But can you see my cursor? No.
Yeah, I can.
Ah, you can. Okay.
Yeah.
That's a no problem. Is Paul calling you?
Yeah.
Yeah, can you answer that one first.
Okay.
Let's go back to me.
He said he's just gonna come over. Cause he said this shouldn't be a password.
Okay. But can you see my cursor? Let me try.
Yeah.
Oh, there. It's okay now.
Okay.
Yeah, it's okay now.
Yeah,
just tell Paul. And let me know when you're ready.
Okay. Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Okay, so here is again the Google Ads. So what does Google Ads do with our Garcias? All right. So this one, it actually promotes the website of Garcias. So okay. For example, if someone searched for a tree service, then Google should feed them the ad for Garcias. So this is how we control it, okay?
Okay.
So let's go to first, whenever you visit this page or this website, you make sure that the optimization score is at 100%. And how you do that, because sometimes the equivalent
number. Sorry.
Yeah, no problem. Is Paul there?
Yeah, he's here.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Okay, he just left.
All right. So, Paul is very near to your house.
Oh, yeah. He works for my dad, so my dad provides him with a place to stay, which is, it's like kind of in... Oh, sorry, my dog just clicked out of the thing.
So Paul lives in the house. Your dad provides, right?
Yeah, well, not in the house. My dad kind of built two houses in our backyard.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he lives in one of those houses.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, so I understand now. Because, you know what, me, I have a full-time job. Mm-hmm. I worked for Paul for the, like, at least 4 hours a day also. Same with you. I helped him with some of his tasks, you know. But anyways... Yeah, going back. All right. So, yeah, that's it. So, whenever you go to this ads, you go to the recommendations, and then you make sure that the optimization score is at 100%, right? Because sometimes the optimization score is going low, like, for example, 60%, 70%. And how you do that is just... You just go to recommendations and dismiss all the recommendations. Like, for example, this one. You can just dismiss it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there, dismiss. And make sure that, yeah, you will see this screen. You still have dismiss recommendations so that the optimization score will be at 100%.
Okay.
Also, when we go to campaigns, let's see, go here, campaigns. So this is where we manage the ads, or which ad is we are managing for a specific, you know, account. So when you go to campaigns, you will see here that as of the moment, we only have one campaign that is running, and that is Garcia Tree Service. All right. So actually, we have a lot of campaigns here, but they have already paused the others. So this is the only campaign that we are managing. So just make sure that when you visit this, you always filter and select the campaign here. And then always select Garcia. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, this one. All right. So here you will see impressions, click through rate, and then cost. Okay, what are this? Impressions is like how much it gives an impressions to those people who are searching for a specific service in Google. And then cost is the ones you are paying for a specific ad.
Okay.
Because Google Ads do a pay-per-click, meaning you are paying for any ads that a customer clicks, regardless if you make it to a lead, or regardless if they call you, if they book for a service with you, as long as they click your ads, you will pay for it. Yeah.
Okay.
And then the conversion here is how much is the lead, or how much you got from that ad, specific ad. But this campaign is not yet fully set up, I think, because we don't have means yet on how we can track the leads. But inside the campaigns, we have different ad groups. So these are the three ad groups. And if you visit them, for example, let's just go to ad groups. The ads. Inside the ad groups, you will see their ads. Okay. So what are the ads? The ads are the website itself, or the link to a website. Now, for example, this one. So if you click that, it will redirect you to the website. Okay. So this is what are the customers is seeing when they search for a specific keyword. Yeah, here, right? For example, we have this keyword and they search for it. It should trigger the website or the landing pages that we have for different service that we have, right?
Okay.
So currently we are running three ad group. I mean, we have tree service, tree removal, and tree services. So each of the ad group, we have keywords set up. So if I click on that one, you will see that in each ad group, there are different keywords. Okay. So this is the landing page or the website specific to the ad group. If you click the edit button, you will see here here's the URL, and this is how it looks when they search for it. So these are the different keywords or headlines that we use. We also have images, business name.
Okay.
Those are the ones inside this. But I actually created a one ad group, which is specific to a tree removal services, because we are trying to improve the look of the website. You see this, and we compare. For example, so this one, and then I created another website, which is this one.
Yeah, that one looks way better.
Yeah, because we're trying to, you know, improve the website for the client, so that because, you know, when creating a website, like for example for this one, if I am the customer, I won't read everything that is written in it, right? I would just look for where is the booking, where, how can I contact someone, right? You will not really like go page by page of the website. So I think it would be better, right, if once they click the link, they will be redirected to a page where they can see that they can book a free estimate, where they can contact, you know. So that's why I created a separate ad for it here, this one, so that we can check or we can test also if it would be better, and it will, you know, we can get a better response from the customers based on the website, because we have a Google expert, we have a someone from Google who we talk to, and yeah, he highly recommends to us that we increase or improve the website. All right, so these are the things that you can check whenever you visit this. Like for example, you can check if the ad strength is doing good, because sometimes it turns into poor, so maybe we need to improve the ad. Yeah, you can monitor that one, monitor the clicks, if we are getting clicks or impressions are better, right? So but based on the click-through rate is better. Yeah, so and then each of the ad group, you have the keywords. All right. So here, you will see the different keywords. I think I've already explained this to you also. It's like the opposite of the negative search keywords, you know. So it's just the same thing, but it's set up per ad group. So see, there is a different ad group level. Like for example, for this one, it is set up for this. Yeah, you know. So, if in any case you happen to, like, for example, doing search terms, and you see that this word is can be part of the keyword, or this means that people usually search for this keyword, then we can add it to the keywords. How to do it? You can just click on the plus icon, and then there will be a pop-up wherein you can enter the keyword. Just make sure to change it to phrase match and not to broad match. Okay? Phrase match. Yeah. So just the ad group. What's ad group you think? You want to add it in there. Yeah, for example, this one. And after that, you will see a pop-up. But yeah, there.
Okay.
So when creating a phrase match, you just use this icon, I think, the bracket. Yeah, this one. Yeah, and then maybe you can free estimate tree services near me. Yeah, there. And then just click on save. Yeah, there. So it's here. So it's exact match. If like, so for a phrase match, you use what do you call this? The quote and quote. The yeah, you go to phrase match. Yeah, there. Okay. Then it will be under review. Then status should be eligible after some time. Right? So this is for the keywords. And then what else you can do? Sometimes your dad calls Paul to check on the the ad schedule. Because sometimes he would say to change the ad schedule to this, to that. Okay. So this is the schedule where the ads is being shown to Google or to people and they search for a service or three services. So it runs daily. So as you can see, Sunday to Sunday. So basically it runs daily from 5 a.m. to 12 midnight. Right? So if in any case this needs to be changed, let's try. I know that. Not this one. Close. Where is it? Let me check. Where it is being changed? Oh, I think in the campaign settings. Let's see. Forgot. I forgot where is the settings to change the ad schedule. I need to check on that. Not here. Because we here, if we click the edit button, we're just changing the bid.
Okay. But it's not. So only like at 5 a.m. to 12, it would only show up the first year of Trees Expert?
Yes, the ads, yeah. That's okay. Right. So after those time, it will stop. And then, it will repeat the same scenario. So from 5 a.m. to 12.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how it goes. I'm thinking, how about changing everything to 2? And then let's try. Because this one, I'm exploring. What is the effect? But yeah, I can see that it's good though. Because yesterday I checked it, everything is 0. But now it's, it's good. So let's try. Hope this works. Do you think people usually look for a tree service on a weekends or on weekdays?
Probably on weekends.
Okay. So let's make it maybe 3%. Okay, so yeah, that's how it works. And then here is the locations or the different locations. I think this was already set up by your dad and Paul. So these are the different locations or cities that the ad will show up. Okay, so this is based on Google, but it's not really accurate. Because I know there is sometimes a call, So.
Yeah.
And you have your audiences. Yeah. You can explore this if you have time. You can check what are the different scenarios here in the Google Ads. When and where. Yeah, there. When and where ads showed. So let's see when. Yeah, okay. So this is a report. It's like a report that it says that, for example, in Tuesdays at 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., the ad showed for during this time. So it's just like a report.
Okay.
That it says, during Sundays a lot. Oh yeah, you know, sadly it's Saturday. Yeah. Yeah, and then where? Let's see. Ano? Device. Oh, TV screens. Wow. Are you searching for, I mean, are you doing Google search on a TV screen? I'm not sure if that works, but I don't think so because it doesn't have, you know, clicks and impressions. Yeah. So maybe we're not doing that. Because you know what, this campaign was set up way back 2016, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I know it is old.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, 2016, March. All right, so I think those are the things that we can do to improve the ads, the campaigns, and stuff. Okay. For the email, I think Paul wants to send emails to those people for the list of emails that you did. I'll just, if you want to, you can also check on the Beehive. Not sure. Yeah, this one. No. This it. Beehive. Which letter? Maybe. Yeah, I think this one. But I need to check also with Paul because he mentioned to me that we will be sending email through this website. Okay. So, yeah, I need to check on that one. But for now, you can explore this. Also, you can try to visit your Facebook page if you have time. I will give you the credentials. Let's see. Or you can also manage to, you know, do some postings for your Facebook page for your CES.
Yeah.
Or invite people to like, you know, if you know people to like the page. Okay, so if you see this, actually this is the, I think this is the Facebook of your dad. So just go to Garcia's Free Experts. There. Wow.
I've actually never seen this account.
Yeah. It's better. Yeah, so what they do here is I joined some groups related to tree services so we can post there and promote the company, and we can also do postings here, you know, if you have the latest photos of your services, you can post it here, or videos and stuff. And you know ChatGPT? Are you familiar with ChatGPT? No. Okay. It's a very bright AI that you just need to chat.
Oh wait, yes.
What you need? Yeah. So, for example, can you create a Facebook post? Sorry. A Facebook post for promoting Tree services. And there. And then it will create it for you, right? Mm-hmm. So that's how I do it. But sometimes I edit it. Depends on the, you know, depends on the need. Because sometimes there are words that is not a fit to the ad or to the company. So yeah, you can maximize that, and then yeah, just always put the number and the website.
Okay. So what was the password for the
okay. It's the same password for the for the Google Ads. Can you remember the password?
For the Google Ads, yeah, I actually do.
Yeah, so it's the same. It's the general 151971. Yeah. So yeah, those are the things that you can do. It's not yet really maximized, but if you are good in, you know, design, or feel free to edit the things that you see here, so we can promote this. And then also, one more thing is the what do you call this? Instagram, I think, because the Instagram is connected to this account, but we can't manage it because we need to confirm right here. We need to confirm, but unfortunately, I can't confirm it because I don't know the password and stuff. So if you can, if you have time to check on the, sorry.
I did ask my dad who created it, and he said it was a old employee that, you know, we don't really have contact with him anymore, so.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the password didn't give also.
Yeah, she didn't give.
All right, so it's unfortunate, but we'll try to, you know, let's try, hopefully you can get it. But yeah, those are the things that you can do. Those are the things that I usually do when I do things for your CES. So I think you can start doing those things also. Then for the email, I will update you. I just need to do some research on how to use the Beehive that wants Paul to use. And also, I will share with you SpyFu. Maybe tomorrow we can discuss about SpyFu, but for now we can explore the things that I shared to you. All right. Okay. You will work until 12, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Me, maybe I'll work till 10:30 or 11 only, because I need to go to the office. So yeah.
Okay.
All right. So I think that will be all. So if you have any questions, Jennifer, or anything you want to share, feel free to message me. All right?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Have a nice day.
Thank you too. Bye.